Back to our continuing discussion of the democratic uprising or pro-democratic uprising taking place in Egypt. What are the models for democracy in the Muslim world and in the Arab world and in the developing world for that matter? Joining us now is Anwar Ibrahim, who's Malaya's former deputy prime minister, a current opposition leader on the line here in New York City. Good morning, Mr. Ibrahim.
Good morning, you.
What is the model that Egypt should be looking at, and why does democracy seem to be a better fit in Asia, particularly among Muslim countries in Asia?
Well, Indonesia is only a startling example of a democratic, peaceful, democratic transition that took place. And that's a clamor and demand of the people. We need to respect the sentiments and the wishes of the people. The Egyptians have now taken a stand. Tyrants and dictators must go.
And, I mean, we understand the stand, but the mechanism for making that transition, are there models in Asia that you would recommend to the Egyptians, or is it simply a matter of Mubarak step aside as, you know, Suharto stepped aside, or actually Suharto died before he left power in Indonesia?
Fine, Joe. I mean, the Indonesian model, the vice president took over, but the vice president had no dealings with any attempt or portfolio involving the intelligence or repression. He was essentially a technocrat, but the commitment was clear. One day after he took over, all political detainees were released. Fair and free elections did take place. The media was immediately freed. You cannot treat Egyptians after six decades of relative independence under tyrants that they are not prepared to accept these changes.
Well, let's talk about this issue of preparation. The government is saying even today that Egypt is not ready for democracy. How do you counter that message in the street without simply violence?
You see, you can't ask the authoritarian leaders whether, because in the first place, they do not have the legitimacy to speak on behalf of the Egyptian people. They must have a clear time frame. There must be a team. In Indonesian case, of course, the team. But what is more important is not individuals or the team. It's a clear policy guidelines. In 2 weeks, media license must be issued to all. Media must be free. I mean, you must have a clear deadline. You can't be negotiating with these authoritarian leaders and say that, you know, you need time. Who can safely say that Muslims are so semi-literate and not ready to clamor for reform and democracy?
Well, we're speaking with Anwar Ibrahim, Malaya's former deputy prime minister, talking about models of democracy in Muslim Asia. So then the takeaway here would be if Egypt was serious about moving towards reform, the current regime and Vice President Suleiman could satisfy demands of the people by setting specific deadlines for release of political prisoners, freeing up of the media, and the holding of elections. But without that, you're not terribly optimistic.
No, and that is why the discourse here in the States or Washington or European capitals must be clear and definite. You cannot be saying that, well, people are not ready. To me, it's an insult to the intelligence of ordinary Egyptians.
All right, then, to all of the Muslims around the world, Anwar Ibrahim, Malaya's former prime minister and current opposition leader, thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe.